party is supposed, told to be the universal interest. You have to read with ABC, begin. What is, known as absolute interest. And as much as we are relieved from the mania of local interest, and we are devoted to the absolute, the gradation is there of the Vaishnava. How much dedicated? Intensity of dedication. It is mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vidas that if a Brahmin Acharya is available, another man must not, though he is qualified, must not approach to make disciple in his presence. He will take him to that. If first class seed is available, then lower class of seed must not be thrown into the land. That will be lokshan ki wale loss to the owner. The field will be captured by the lower class of seed. So every fair person, he will take any man to the guru of highest type. When highest type quality of seed is available, it will be his offense if he makes him his own disciple personal interest. Mm-hmm. So in Hari Bhakti Vilas it is mentioned, if a Brahmin guru is available, then the generally Kshatriya may initiate Kshatriya, Shudra may initiate Shudra according to his own capacity. Something is better than nothing. So a Vaishya may make disciple of a Vaishya class, and not a Vaishya Kshatriya or Brahmin. In this way it is classified. But among the Vaishnava, no classification according to Varnasma, but the gradation in the faith of Vaishnavism. So when a higher type of Acharya is available, a lower type must not go to occupy the field, capture, which is a lower type of seed. That will be offensive. Mm-hmm. What is Vaishnava Parat? One must try to know in this way. Only I have captured first, and that is like Javardhagal Kiki Bale, forcible position. A conscience. He must appeal to his conscience. So whether he is capturing the field for what purpose, what interest he has got. For the interest of the Absolute or for his own interest. Some custom is there that everyone will marry and he will produce the child in his wife. A general custom. But that is in a relative position. Everyone keeps his own. That is one thing. But before commitment, everyone who is say to connect his girl with a desirable husband. Otherwise he would be do some wrong to the guardian will do some wrong to the girl. That is. And in a special case also, there is, though it is very rarely accepted, Noste Mrte Prabhujite, Krivecho Potite Pato. Panchasapatsunarinam apodhidanyovidhiyate. He had a very rigid custom in the marriage. But still this Parashva Sanghita says, Musti, if husband is lost, Mriti, dead, Prabhajiti, or taken sannyas, Krivi, or if found neuter gender, Krivi, or Potiti, or fallen from the proper caste, becomes Islam, or accept Islam, or becomes Shudra. So, in these cases, a woman may accept another husband better. Very rarely provided. Your concern with God's conception, this human body, human life is very short. After death, where I shall go, I do not know. In such case, if my conscience says, please accept your shelter there, that would be better, then I shall have to do that to save me, to save my interest. That will be the principle with everyone. Some obligation we may have with the former. Suppose there is a big cyclone. I have taken shelter in a particular room. But if I think that by that cyclone that will also be demolished, there is another which is stronger, then from there I shall, my conscience, I won't be obliged, the obligation that so long I was given shelter here, then I should not betray this shelter. We don't think like that. If a stronger shelter we find, and there are many taking shelter there, I must run to that. With clear conscience, not to insult, not as the object of disregarding an insult, only to save me. Sincere attempt. Mahi kalyam kit kasti durgatim tato gacchati. I am not insulting that previous shelter who has protected me so long. In this way, progress means this. Progress means this. Chance may come like that. This Samananda Prabhu, he was disciple to another gentleman who was partial devotee of Bhatsadara. Anyhow, in Vrindavan, he got some chance, and utilizing that, he was converted into Madhura Rasa by the interference of the upper plane. Then he took initiation from Jiva Goswami. Such rare cases there.
That was first Hridaya Chaitanya?
Hridaya Chaitanya.
First
Hridaya Chaitanya. From Sokkaras.
Guru Maharaj, in the, even if the higher seed induced the lower seed to accept disciples, we must see that this is the renunciation and this is the...
Error is committed in the opposite direction, from higher to lower, then he will have to mourn the result.
In a sense that even if a higher seed agree that one lower seed accept the disciples, we must see that it's an example of renunciation and of detachment.
I don't follow. What does it?
He's saying that in the presence of a superior Vaishnava, if a Vaishnava of lower degree begins to initiate,
then that Vaishnava, he commits offense.
But with the permission of the higher Vaishnava. If the higher Vaishnava is...
Some competition, modification, a compromise.
But this permission must be seen as humility and renunciation of the higher seat.
he's saying that on the part of the superior Vaishnava, then that is allowing the other lower Vaishnava to initiate. That's
it's a example of
nirapeksha.
It's a example of renunciation and humility,
giving him a chance.
Not renunciation.
This practical. Suppose Swami Maharaj has ordered them to initiate. This present Acharya. In his group, whom he found, some say that he did not give any permission to the particular gentleman to initiate. They are all self-made Acharya. That is also this Yashodanandan and so many others, they are of that opinion. Well, anyhow, I do not know that particularly. I think generally he must have some succession, so this man of that man, he might have given some hint for them to do according to their capacity. But that does not mean that they are all absolute acharyas. Then, from the beginning, there cannot be any change in the quality of the acharya. Krishna first gave to Brahma, and the Brahma to others, and gave to others. Parampajena, that is the Lord. Sakali nihu mahatva yugu nashta parantapa. They may lose their power. It is possible. By Vaishnava Varad, by many other years, that position maybe may not be continued sometimes.
Our Prabhupada was very open with his older disciples as far as showing them that you were his Siksha Guru. The very first Guru Puja was performed here in your temple. He showed his oldest disciples. He was very open to show that you were his Siksha Guru.
Hare Krishna.
This is
yes,
the mistake.
Yes, he consulted with me in many points when he was writing Bhagavad Gita, translating. I was his four rooms I took on lease from in his house. He rented two houses, one for his own and another for his laboratory. And the lower part, ground floor is laboratory, and the first floor, four rooms, we used for our own branch mart there, Calcutta. At that time, very close, and he used to come, he was translating, and he used to come to consult with me about the meanings of Bhagavad Gita, and thereby he might have thought that he had got something, some help from me, and many times consulted with me, and must have found that he is getting some light from me. So he announced that Sridhar Maharaj is my Siksha Guru. Very good.
Guru Maharaj, about your personal case, that you are the higher seed present, and you are give authorization to other sannyasis to initiate also in your presence. How I can see this as your humility and detachment to accept new disciples? How can I see this?
How should he understand that you are present and you have the highest seed to offer, but at the same time you are allowing sannyasis who have a lower seed to initiate?
Have I seen this as your humility or your real desire?
following the general custom. At least something is better than nothing with this policy. They can get some news. Afterwards they inquire and come and do according to the necessity. Mm-hmm. But some sort of, however vague, still light, vague light. spirit is light, and in comparison with darkness, it's much something. Something. Name of Mahaprabhu, this and that. Let it go. Then, there, the Lord is there, and He will manage everything. If there is any gap, any error in the process, if we are sincere, no responsibility, He will manage. If we have not any motive, black motive of exploitation, we are sincere, we are doing His service. If any amendment is necessary, He is there to do that. With this spirit, there is something.
Maharaj, doesn't your siksha, as a siksha guru, the diksha may be given by a lower seed, but your siksha, doesn't it nourish that seed to a higher plane also? Or is there some...
What?
He's saying if, say, one of the sannyasis gives diksha, but because they are allowing their disciples to take shiksha from you, that their seed is being nourished by your shiksha.
If they do not allow, then there will be some difficulty. Do not allow. They will commit something wrong. Do not allow. And also, there may be motive underlined that they are not fit to approach such high thought, so only they will go and disturb. With this motive, if he checks his ambition, that won't be bad. But if knowing that I am not able to satisfy his inquiry, he wants a higher direction, and by policy that his prestige may go down, so to check him from connecting with the higher source, then that will be happened. Sincerity is the standard of measurement. It is, and the case is with the infinite. None can say that I have got within my fist the infinite. Hold Krishna within my fist. I told that to Kirtananda. You are all considered to be student and not professor. He told that I am not your student, I am student of the AC Bhakti. In this way he told. And what I replied, I don't remember. But we are all in one school of Bhakti Siddhanta. And the standard measure to be measured by there.
For example, Guru Maharaj, I will be preaching in Brazil, and people will I will be preaching will approach me to seek for a guru, and I'm trying to be your disciple, and I'll try to approach them to you. I'll ask you if you can accept these people as disciple, and another person can give the initiation, but they can be your disciples because I trust completely in you, but I don't know if the other person can...
To make disciples and to take responsibility, at least to certain extent. But I don't consider myself to be such that I am able to take responsibility of so many. It is not a pleasure. It is a pleasure act to take responsibility. So I am unable, I am unfit to take responsibility of serving. So I have already spoken to those that are affectionate to me, that I can't like to have connection with many. Only very special case, if you find, then you may take to me. Otherwise, you manage, you do as much you know. You help them. But always know that you are dealing with infinite, not anything that has got limit. As much as you can. The sky is there. The birds are flying. As much as the bird can. He cannot finish the sky. So we are also doing like that. As much as we have got capacity, we shall do that type of duty to others, help others. Save yourself and save others as much as you can afford.
And Guru Maharaj, what about my case that I have to appoint one other person that I'm not sure that these people can bring them back to home, back to Godhead?
Your sincere conscience you will use in everything according to your knowledge. Don't be a hypocrite in your duty. And then you will be helped by the Almighty and the Omniscient Lord. He knows, He sees everything. If you want His help, then you must be sincere in your duty. Don't go to make trade of anything. Try to maintain the purity of your heart and dreams.
You once mentioned that persons who we could not digest, you would digest them.
Persons
who we were unable to digest. You would digest those persons.
We won't take for food of that type or that quantity, which he cannot digest. Cut your coat according to your cloth. Rupa Goswami has asked not to accept many disciples or even to read many shastra. Bahu granthi granth kalabhyasa. Vijnan Vajjita. And Bahu Shishya. And the Maharambha. But especially a gifted person may take up such. When Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, used to explain all those 64 types of devotion, I tried to follow him, especially on those points, the Maharambha. Then I attended his lecture in one or two sentences, he cleared and I was satisfied. He told it depends upon the capacity, individual capacity of us. A man can manage a kingdom and still he may find his leisure. Another man cannot manage his family of 5 persons or 2 persons. And he thinks that he is so busy, he's perplexed. So he, according to the capacity of the person, the Maharambha, that should be just. What is Maharambha to one, that is not Maharambha to another. A small thing.
Maharaj, it is said that in disciplic succession parampara, the mango is handed down from acharya to disciple and so on. It comes intact. The fruit is handed down intact from guru to guru.
It's said also that
guru parampara. We are instructed from the relative standpoint that it is the full thing. But in absolute consideration, we have to detect that no, it is sometimes in diminishing stage.
Does that mean that in due course of time the acharya is appointed?
Even a new acharya has to come to reconstruct to rejuvenate the thing. It is necessary. Sometimes he comes, another person, deputation comes in the line to make it fresh and live in life and enliven. It is necessary. Degradation is the nature of this soil.
So like that mango that comes down, if the acharya is like shuka, like parrot, that when he takes the and gives the mango, touches the mango, it becomes sweeter.
In that position. Hmm. That sweet mango may also be rotten in this plane. When Sukadev delivered his Bhagavata Katha, there was a commotion and everyone got some fresh impression. But then gradually again Bhagavata went away from the scholars. Oh, that is only story. There's no philosophy under it. Came to such position to the many scholars.
I once heard that there are six kinds of gurus. That one is the cat type of guru. The cat type of guru means that he takes the kitten by the scruff of its neck and delivers him. So the responsibility is taken by the guru. Then there is the monkey type of guru, wherein the responsibility is on the baby monkey, that he just clings to the mother. You know, he has to cling to the mother.
In Ramanuja Sampradaya, there is a division where these two, Saranagati, have two kinds. Monkey type and cat type.
And then there is the fish type of guru, that he just lays the eggs and then he goes away. It's the responsibility of the eggs to just grow by themselves until they reach maturity, you know, spiritual maturity. There are three others which I can't...
Maybe classified in...
Six types of... And there's a hen type of guru, in which he just keeps all his chickens under his wing, you know, and mothers them so much that he doesn't allow them to go anywhere.
Maybe the gradation of infinite type. According to their capacity and dealings, a shishya and a guru. Guru also may be, professors may be of many types, and disciples also may be of many types. So, general classification of three types, two types, four types, infinite number of types, may be. But we have heard of classification. The Guru who is taking from here to there, who has come from there, or he is here in Vaikuntha and taking men from here. And one, he has given one leg on Vaikuntha, another leg here, and taking, recruiting. And one leg here, and another leg there, taking up. And another two leg here, but having a sight of the, of that position, trying to take many along with him. Madhyama Uttamadhikar, Madhyamadhikar. One who can see the higher side and taking along with him many go approaching that plane. Another has come down from there to recruit. And another is here and one leg he is there and taking recruiting from here to there. And then from different standpoint, everything may be judged from different way, and it will be infinite in number. Because everyone has got some difference from everyone. No two things are same, one and same.
But spiritual variegatedness is the cause of pleasure, whereas material variegatedness is always the cause of distress.
Of course. And in the pleasure, also condition. Different type of rasa, intensity of particular rasa, there is difference. Santa dasya sokho vatsalya madhura. And that is in Vaikuntha, in Ayodhya, in Dharaka, Mathura, Vrindavan. It's a gradation. Is infinite in number. After liberation of two kinds, one like Buddhist liberation and the Shankara liberation, then this Yogi liberation, then so Siddha, then Vaikuntha. After liberation one can go to Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Dharaka, so many. Differentiation is made everywhere, always. It is eternal. And it has been told, Das Goswami, if you are very much attracted towards rulings, rules and regulations, you will be thrown down to Parabrahma from Vrindavan. No much appreciation of rules and regulations, law and rule there. Automatic actuated by the motive of inspiration. If you are very particular about the rules and regulations, you will be thrown down in form. It is also the Vaikuntha, which is so high place, the environment of Narayan is so pure, but that is also considered that it's so low that you will be thrown down to Vaikuntha from Goloka. Rupanuga vichar. So many things are there. Infinite.
Maharaj, what is in this Harinam Chintamani we find Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes a overlapping stage between Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga. It's Nirantarja.
Vaidhi Bhakti Karastu Ragavish Bhavanavadhi. We must stick to Vaidhi Bhakti as long as I do not feel the arrangement of the anurag within me. And when I get that arrangement of natural attraction, what they call, then my care for the rules and regulations will be automatically diminished. Vaidhi bhakti adhikarastu ragavir bhavanavati. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, so long we have to go under the rules and regulations of the scriptures, when we do not find any genuine love and attraction for the cause. With the help of rules and regulations, we shall try to awaken that that natural innate attraction for the Lord. If we can trust within me that it is there, the anurag, the natural attraction is drawing me to Him, then I do not care those shastric orders. Suppose when I am a patient, I am using diet and medicine. But if we find that diet is giving me real strength, I may dismiss the medicine and take the help of the diet. That will make me take me to the one. And no medicine necessary. Stop medicine. Something like that. In the beginning, both diet and medicine necessary. But afterwards, proper diet may do, medicine may be cancer.
Antarja.
Is Duhar. Very Duhar, yes. After Noyantarja, Noyantarja, Nishtha.
Nishtha, same.
Then Ruchi. Then Bhava Bhakti. In Bhava Bhakti, we can neglect, may not care much for the rules and regulations. Bhava Vir Bhava Navati. Vaidhi Bhaktadikarastu, Raga Vir Bhava Navati. Rag is clear in Bhava Bhakti. Then Ruchi, Atta Ashokti, then Bhava. This Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava. Siddhi, we are not out of danger. Only in Vastu Siddhi we are out of danger. It has been mentioned. In Self Siddhi we are also in connection with this mundane world. However small may be its force, but still connection. Self Siddhi. This body is there, and I have got full realization. But until this connection is gone forever, and we are absorbed also in that position, we are told that we are not out of danger. also is acceptance. Probationer stage. A probationer, suppose he has acquired the capacity of a full-grown clerical officer. But until then, and unless he gets a grant, that permanent, his service is permanent, he is not safe. When there is, then Krishna Lila is going on somewhere, anywhere. Sometimes in this globe, sometimes another in this, like the sun, it is passing through different Brahmanda. When Swarup Siddhi, then he is allowed to have a bath in that Brahmanda where the Lila is going on. And to get a birth in the Gopi God Bhajanma, it has to pass through that process. And then, in that Prapancha Leela, he is allowed to participate, direct participation with Krishna Leela, the Gopis. In the Prapancha. Then once he gets chance to participate in the Prapancha Leela, then he is accepted. He is detached from any mundane touch. And his acceptance there is final. About recognition of the permanent service. Otherwise, a probationer.
So in the Prapancha Leela, that is also Swarup Siddhi.
In Prapancha Leela?
When the Prapancha Leela is going on, after he has taken birth, Garbhastha has already taken place, that is Swarup at that point.
In his Swarup.
That is Swarup still.
He's in his Swarup Siddhi. And with the finish of the Prapancha Leela, he is withdrawn with the staff.
And the bus too comes in.
Consideration of stage of intensity. It is physically shown to us in that time, with that analogy. A slight touch of the mundane conception is not to be neglected. Slight touch of mundane means maya. A slight touch of maya, illusion, that would not be considered to be the fullest acceptance. Bhauma Vrindavan, Nitya Leela.
So that means that the sadhana siddha gopis in Vrindavan, they were in Swarup Siddhi.
They
were taking their place in Swarup Siddhi.
Not all.
Not all of them.
Some.